Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, May 15th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
they'll say that this is showing up Vladimir Putin and his true colours, not wanting peace.
Putin not going to Turkey for Ukraine peace talks, and three cyclists injured after a Cork hit and run. Plus, we've all do the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Vladimir Putin will not travel to Turkey for peace talks today on the war in Ukraine, despite calls from Vladimir Zelensky for him to attend. The Kremlin says their delegation in Istanbul will instead be headed by presidential aide Vladimir Medinsky. Sky's international correspondent Dominic Waghorn says the move will reflect badly on the Russian president.
He and his supporters, and I think probably his allies, will not see this as humiliation at all. They'll say that this is showing up Vladimir Putin in his true colours, not wanting peace, not taking the opportunity that he has been encouraged to take by Zelensky, but also by President Trump, to go and meet Zelensky and give peace a chance.
Three people have been injured in a hit-and-run incident in County Cork. Gardaí responded just after 8 o'clock last night on the R627 near West Park in Middleton. The incident involved a car and three bicycles. The car failed to remain at the scene. Three cyclists received medical treatment for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Gaza's facing a critical risk of famine, with the UN saying nearly 500,000 people are experiencing severe hunger and acute malnutrition. Israel renewed its military operations in Gaza in mid-March and has prevented food, medication and aid from entering Gaza for 70 days. Olga Chirovko from the UN Office of Humanitarian Affairs says children are being particularly affected.
Look, the impact is devastating. Obviously, the malnutrition rates are skyrocketing and they are consistently going up. And all of our malnutrition partners are reporting these very disturbing numbers. And of course, we know that this affects children especially hard.
The Tonist is in Brussels today for key talks with EU trade ministers and the European Trade Commissioner. Simon Harris is discussing the latest developments in EU-US trade negotiations, as well as potential EU countermeasures if talks break down. He says Ireland wants a calm and constructive dialogue with the US, but supports the EU preparing for all outcomes. The Tonist will also meet Spain's Minister for Trade. Families affected by the hip dysplasia scandal will be contacted again once the ongoing clinical audit into the operations is finished. Children's Health Ireland and the National Orthopaedic Hospital CAPA have confirmed over 2,200 families have received letters related to the surgeries since 2010. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin told The Dáil yesterday he hopes that report will be published by the end of next week. Labour's health spokesperson Mary Sherlock says we still need to find out what impact the scandal is having on patients.
Whether it's a minor procedure or indeed it is complex, a curvature of the spine, there has to be clarity now for those families as to the impact of the review into the hip operations on current activity in the hospital, and indeed a commitment by CHI that there will be no slowdown in activity in the hospital.
10% of parents say they're experiencing poor mental health. A survey by Barnardo's also found one-fifth say they feel overwhelmed most of the time, burned out, exhausted or anxious. 70% of parents who reported poor mental health believe it has negatively impacted their children. Stephen Moffat from Barnardo's says more funding is needed for families impacted by poor mental health.
Really needs to be concentrated support for those families in those situations, giving parents this, the coping skills to try and make sure that their own mental health issues don't affect their children, particularly where, those parents are dealing with other adversities, be it issues around finances and poverty and issues around poor housing.
A report suggests a super yacht belonging to Irish-born tech tycoon Mike Lynch was violently brought down by more than 130 kilometre per hour winds off the Italian coast. The Marine Accident Investigation Branch says the boat tipped over in just 15 seconds before sinking near to Sicily last August. Seven people died. Simon Graves from the Marine Accident Investigation Branch says the ship wasn't set up for those conditions.
The information that the crew and the owner had to assess their safety in this condition didn't account for the level of wind that they were faced with. So the guidance they were working to didn't hold the information relevant to the circumstances of the accident.
Footage of rapper Diddy allegedly dragging his ex-girlfriend has been shown at his sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York. The star, whose real name is Sean Combs, denies all charges. R&B singer Cassie Ventura cried on the stand as she detailed allegations of abuse she says she suffered during their relationship. Explicit images of so-called freak-offs were also shown to the jurors. Sky's US correspondent Martha Kellner says she was asked why she's chosen to testify.
She responded, "I can't carry this anymore. The shame, the guilt, what's right and what's wrong is wrong." She then confirmed that she'd also reached a $20 million settlement with Sean Combs in their civil lawsuit.
In entertainment news, Norwegian singer Emmy represents Ireland tonight at the second semi-final of the Eurovision in Basel in Switzerland. The 24-year-old singer will perform Like a Party, a tribute to the Russian space dog. October 7th, survivor Yuval Raphael will represent Israel with the song New Day Will Rise. Pro-Palestinian protesters have planned to walk the streets of Basel to protest against Israel's participation in the Eurovision. Last year, Ireland came sixth with Bambi Thug's Doomsday Blue, the first time the country made the final since 2018. And finally, in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy will set off on his quest for back-to-back major wins later. The Masters champion is in opening round action at the PGA Championship in Quail Hollow. He tees off alongside world number one Scottie Scheffler and defending champion Xander Schauffele just after 1:20 Irish time. Padraig Harrington is among the first out on course at 12, and Seamus Power sets off just after 12:15, with Shane Lowry getting underway just after 12:40. Tom McKibben is among the evening starters. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.